There is mutual understanding between commuters and transport operators concerning the latest increase in fares. Even though passengers are not enthused about the 15% increase, many of them say there is nothing they can do about the situation. Radio Ghana's visit to some bus terminals in Accra showed that some transport operators have started charging the new fares, while others say they are waiting for the GPRTU to release the newly approved fares. Cynthia Boateng and Sylvia Adjomani have the details.
The increase in transport fares comes at a time when prices of notable commodities like cement and sachet water are already up. Utility tariffs have also been increased. People are complaining the increase in transport fares will continue to affect other commodities and make life unbearable. At the Tema station in Accra, only a few drivers have started charging the new fares. Passengers say the situation is not the best, but they have no choice than to comply.
For me, I do not care much about that because I don't believe there is a political party which can change the system. It's something that is going to continue and continue and continue. Nobody, even you see MPP making a whole lot of noise about this. When they come to power, there is no way they can reverse it. It's going to be the same. To me, it's normal if I don't have money to buy a car, just walk. I'm used to it. I have no option. Well, though, even though I'm worried, but what can I do? There is nothing I can do about it.
There's a normal thing in Ghana now as to the increment in petroleum, so I don't see anything new about it. I think they should have increased it by more than 15%. But I think the 15% is cool compared to the previous one.
For the increasing of the fare, yeah, it's not easy. Because this morning when I was going to pick a car, they've increased the fare. And I didn't know until this morning, but they've already increased it, so there's nothing we can do. And they are also complaining that there's no fuel in the system. And the fuel is now expensive, so if you increase the fare, so if the government has to do something about it first.
15% will really be a source of concern as Ghanaians, especially for students like us who patronize these buses to our schools, and then for lectures here and there. Seeing how things are going, the increment of prices, of other tariffs, and then of other amenities as well.
Some drivers claim there have been no incidents since they started charging the new fares. They said the 15% increase is not enough considering the high prices of spare parts, petroleum products and other expenses. Authorities have promised transport fares will not be reviewed until 31st of December this year.
You heard Cynthia Boateng and Sylvia Adjomani's report.
You know, some commercial drivers in the Wa municipality of the Upper West region have expressed shock at the increase in fuel prices by the National Petroleum Authority, which took effect today. Some of the drivers who spoke to Radio Ghana said the increase will make their work more difficult because their vehicle owners will also increase their sales. They claim that the upward adjustment in fuel prices will erode the impact of the 15% increase in transport fares. A treasurer of the Wa Hamili station, Naim Mahmood, said passengers, however, cooperating with the drivers by paying the new fares. Some fuel consumers also told Radio Ghana that the increase in prices will bring untold hardships on the people as prices of goods will equally go up without increasing salaries. Some filling stations operators said people are buying their newly priced fuel without much complaint.
The executive director for the African Center for Energy Policy, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, says it is prudent for all stakeholders to agree and fix petroleum prices in accordance with world market prices to prevent future fuel shortages. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the adjustment of petroleum prices, which took effect from today, Dr. Amin Adam said there is the need for government to expand the social interventions to relieve the poor when prices are reviewed upwards. He noted that government should also consider the automatic price adjustment formula, which will guide the review process.
As a country, the time has come for us to agree that the issue relating to petroleum pricing should reflect market realities. Otherwise, we are going to experience shortages and accompanying long queues that we experienced recently. Governments have not been bold over the years to apply a formula we all agreed to and passed into law by Parliament. I'm talking about the automatic adjustment pricing formula. And once the fundamentals of the market change and we are not able to adjust the prices accordingly, we are going to begin to see subsidies arising from government's decision to absorb any changes in the fundamentals and thereby accumulating debts and debts, because government often does not release funds to pay for what it is absorbing. And so this is one way of subsidizing petroleum products without actually budgeting for it and financing it. And that is problematic. And so for me, I am not against the removal of subsidies. Subsidies are supposed to be targeted. Subsidies are supposed to be progressive, such that the poor needs it more than the rich. But the subsidy that we have in Ghana is regressive and untargeted, and therefore leading to waste of resources on those who do not need it. So I am in favor of that. At the same time, let me say that we advise government that it is not possible to pass on all the increases in international crude oil prices or increases in the import parity price of petroleum products without considering the impact it could have on Ghanaians. This is why we have often called on government to begin to expand the social intervention programs that we have in Ghana in order for the poor to be able to get some relief. But having said this, we must have what we call a benchmark price above which subsidy is justified. For instance, when the import parity price increases to the extent that the ex-refinery price of petroleum, that is the price before taxes and levies, are added, such that it will increase above a certain level of price that we think the effect will be too much, then we can consider as a country to subsidize. But if the increases in the import parity price and therefore the ex-refinery price does not go above that benchmark price, then of course we don't expect government to subsidize. There should be full pass through of the price to consumers. This is the way I think we should go about it. Yes, let's remove subsidy, but there should be a price benchmark above which we can bring in time-bound subsidy. Subsidy that is budgeted for and can be financed. This is also the time, instead of subsidizing, government can reduce the taxes that are imposed on the ex-refinery price to come out with the ex-form price, and so that we can reduce the impact the ex-form price will have on consumers.
Are there no other measures that we can opt for instead of the increase in petroleum prices?
There are no options available, because if we don't increase petroleum product prices, then government will have to come in. Now, government has also complained of the fiscal challenges the economy is facing, and so subsidizing petroleum product prices is not sustainable, and therefore there are no many options. The other option, which I have already indicated, is for government to reduce taxes that are imposed on petroleum product prices. And they're also going to complain that they need the money, because if they don't impose those taxes, we are not going to be able to generate the targeted revenues that the economy needs, and so you are creating another deficit.
Executive Director for African Center for Energy Policy, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam.